Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. Well, I guess you're the big goddamn hero.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table rolling dice to determine initiative, but that's exactly what we are doing today. Welcome to episode 2 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Joel Zammit playing the part of Leo Shadow and introducing Jackson B. Bailey playing the part of Criff Pum Pum Criff.
Yeah.
And of course, Ali Kathleen playing the part of Ainsley
Foggy Feather.
Ainsley Foggy Feather. And of course, our illustrious DM, Adam Krabopplepate.
That's not my name.
Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
My name is Criff Pum Pum Criff. I have a cat called Jigalump.
My name is Leo Shadow.
I'm Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather.
A dusty looking traveler steps in and his eyes just rest on each of you for like a little bit.
Hang on. Do you want me to cause a distraction real quick?
Yes.
Dancing light.
I'm going to pinch his butt.
Adventurers, right?
Yes.
I have a proposition for you. Do any of you guys know of a wizard or mage called Wondrin Norton?
Well, okay. He's a dick.
He is a
but
dick.
A rich dick.
And I do like robbing people.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've never seen a coat like this.
He looks like he might be having second thoughts at this point.
So long, tavern. When okay. You see these boys next, and girl, they'll be the richest man and lady in town.
All right. So you set out. How long are you going to walk till exhausted, or are you going to like slow down?
Leisurely. We are creatures of leisure.
Taking our time.
Singing songs along the way.
The moment I get tired, we're sitting down for a nap.
Literally the moment.
The moment I'm like, oh my God.
I am short. I want him to carry me at point, so he's going to tire pretty quickly. Oh boy.
You carry him once. For like 10 meters,
oh, that
and
was
you're
the
done.
Best time.
Like, guys, we have to stop tonight. I'm exhausted.
Okay. At some point, you stop to rest. And in the night, nothing eventful happens.
Yes. We're having the best time.
Like, having campfires, singing songs, getting to bond over,
cooking up rations.
Yes.
You wake up the next morning and set off again. Mm-hmm. On this second day, it doesn't take you long to find the secret entrance. It's set into the entire dungeon, Wondrin's dungeon, is set in a small hill.
Cool.
And on the other side of the hill, away from the main entrance, is this sort of rocky face. And in the rocky face, there's the entrance way there.
Do we need to open it, or is it just like...
Yeah, it's like a sort of just a push in and then slide across, like fake wall type thing.
Guys, what if it's trapped?
I'll detect traps.
Okay. No, it looks clear.
All right, let's fucking get it.
You open it and walk down. Okay, so it's completely dark here. Someone lights a torch, I assume?
Do I have
a torch?
They don't bother to light
torch.
The secret passage, unfortunately.
That makes sense.
I have a torch.
I put a lantern.
I'm going to use one of my torches.
Okay, so you light a torch. Okay.
Adam, I have here in my equipment something called sun rods.
Oh, okay. So a sun rod is, it's a flare. It's essentially
it's
a flare.
Yeah. Sick.
Whatever, so you can use torch. It to light your way and stuff like that.
I have silk rope, guys.
Silk rope?
Oh. So do I.
How all good. Right. Let's sew a silk rope together and make a shirt. That's not our silk rope.
It'd be a very low thread count shirt.
Yes, it would. It would be less a shirt and more like mummy wrappings on your torso.
Hey, you could sell it to a giant if you had enough for a giant, which you don't.
Yes!
Hey, we've got to have goals.
Yeah, we've got
aim high.
Fucking priorities.
Aim high.
What's the passage like? We've lit a torch.
It's roughly hewn. The floor is sort of smooth, so it's easier to walk. But judging from the sides, you think this place was either made in a hurry or made without much aesthetic design.
Okay. Ah,
it takes you an hour, but you get to the end. Yeah, it's a long fucking tunnel.
I'm so tired.
You get to the end, and the passageway ends in, like, wooden boards that, you know, you can also push and slide across to get into the barracks.
It might be trapped.
Oh, I look.
Check
for
traps.
I'm good at this.
You find no traps.
Sick. Let's chuff through.
One check's enough.
Are you making any effort to be quiet?
I am.
Okay, good for you.
I'll just scout ahead a little.
So can I get marching order? So I guess Leo, you're in front. Who's next?
I'll go at the end.
Criff. Okay. Oh, okay. So Ainsley next, and then
keep Ainsley in the middle. She's the princess.
Yep.
Also not a wizard. Or what are you actually? What's your class?
Ranger.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's ranger. Yeah, cool.
But you bow and arrow as well.
I think so. And a longsword.
You should be
a longbow.
Too late now.
And a longsword.
I'm guessing you're both at the back.
You slowly, carefully slide the door open, and you're staring into the barracks as it's marked on the map. There's 8 beds. 4 of them have sleeping orcs in them.
Oh no,
guys!
Stab
guys,
him in their sleep.
All right.
Stab him in their sleep.
I like whisper and pass that information on. There's 4 sleeping orcs. So what do we do?
Stab him in their sleep.
So I can make a block of wood, as we know.
Stab him in their sleep?
That is one of my spells. What if I make a block of wood and just like drop it on his fucking head?
All right. That might possibly wound one of them.
Stab him
in
their sleep?
One of 4.
Yeah, but
so
I'll refrain. It might wake up one of them who will then wake up all 4 of them who
Stab
will then
him in their sleep?
Attack us. I believe... Ainsley over here has the best idea. I'm sorry, I'm not listening to you. I need to chastise him more.
I'm going to say, for the sake of your lives, you close the door before you have this conversation.
Hang on. In the barracks, when I got a look in, was it full of swords? Like, and weapons and shit?
The barracks? Yeah, they have, like, equipment at the bases of the beds.
Okay. What about this for a plan?
Uh-huh.
You sneak in and get all of the swords and shit. We put them on the ground. I have a spell called Scatter Spray that throws stuff just willy-nilly into a room. And then we just hope that those swords get the sleeping guards. We could take them all out at once.
Okay,
Leo, you have training as an assassin. This is possibly the best situation you have.
I know. Griff. That's loud. We only know that there are 4 orcs here. There could be 18 orcs somewhere else.
You know there's 8 beds. Only 4 of us have orcs.
I'm just going to go in there, slit some throats.
Stab them in the sleep.
Just let me... I got this.
Whatever.
I got... You guys wait here.
I'm going to have a little nap then.
You can have a little nap. Just be on the lookout. I'm going to go in there, start slitting some throats.
Whatever.
Okay, after I've killed 2, maybe. Hey, Ainsley, you want to get some of the bloodshed? You come in, stab another one for me. Well, I'll get the last guy. All right.
Ainsley, you're pretty stealthy as well. You're not as good as Leo, but you know you can sneak with the best of them if you need to.
We're gonna stab some in the sleep.
Actually, even like even you, Criff,
I'm
mad at them. So I'm staying in the tunnel.
But you have had to hide from your fair share of pissed off lords.
Yes, I have. Hey, your lordship, what if I was your court mage? Have a block of wood or lights.
No. Off with his head.
Oh, no.
I could scatter all your belongings. Yes.
Just like, go up to like just the big like banquet hall. I'm like, ta-da! Was that dinner? I'm so sorry.
Ta-da!
The best part, Jackson, is even if it's dinner or something like that, it does damage.
Oh, no, the potatoes!
The chicken bone in his eye. To look at
off with his head.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I turned into the life of crime pretty much out of just necessity. Like, I wish I was a good wizard.
You call it necessity, I call it idiocy, but you know.
Yeah. All right, okay, slit the throats. Fine.
You sneak in. Yeah, you go unnoticed. Nice. You creep up to one of them and you just fucking go in with your dagger, I assume?
Rapier.
That's right.
I wanted 2 daggers, but I only have a rapier, Adam.
Do you not have daggers? I've got it marked here that you have daggers.
I've got throwing daggers. Yes. I could use them as stabby daggers.
Yeah, do
it's
that.
Daggers. It's daggers. They work either way.
Yes, dual wielding daggers.
Okay.
Stab them in the throat.
The first orc dies. Just like you slit his throat from ear to ear.
Yes, hand over the mouth like a trained assassin.
You don't really need to. You cut his like windpipe first. He can't make a sound if he wanted to.
I am good.
Yeah.
You are good. Why the hell were you kicked out?
What the hell? Thieves Guild. Assassin's Guild. Whatever.
Maybe that's the reason you joined the Thieves Guild. They're like, you're a great assassin. You're a bad thief.
Just keep killing.
You kill a second one without any much trouble.
Oh,
you're like,
God, I'm the best.
You're getting kind of creative now. You use two daggers and you're like, cut like a two fucking semicircles in his throat.
I'm starting to think why I might have been kicked out. Just too cocky.
Arrogant. What if this?
Ooh, there we go.
See? Cocky.
You got a bit too cocky there. You creeping up on the third one, and as you like lean over to stab him, what languages do you know?
Common, halfling, elven, and goblin.
Okay. I know orcish though.
Yeah, well, Jackson, you hear, Grog, is that you, in orcish? And you see the orc, like, roll over, open his eyes, and you're staring at each other.
Stab him in the neck, stab him in the neck, stab him in the neck.
Stab him in the neck.
Hang on, wait. We need to do initiative stuff now.
Just a surprise, like, just a,
Oh, God. Oh, no, he goes first.
Oh, no.
He socks you in the jaw. Oh, no, he tries to.
Yes.
He swings, and you just, like, lean back, and he falls out of his bed.
Oh, boy.
The other orc wakes up.
Ali, get him, get him,
yes,
get him, get
yes,
him.
Yes, the other one. I want to do the thing.
Hang on, I got to do my thing first.
Oh, boy. Samet, you got cocky, mate.
Yep.
Flew too close.
Can you imagine how easy this would have been had I just thrown swords at Can you imagine?
We can do that next
week. We'd already be, like, at the end, living in Wandering Norton's riches, and maybe this could be our new house if we kill him.
Yep.
Leo, combat begins. You're first.
Try and just...
Just go at the guy at your feet?
Yeah. In the back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you stab him in the back. He's aware of you now, though, so you don't get your extra sneaky damage.
He wasn't aware of me before?
When he was sleeping? No, he wasn't aware of you.
I figured when he woke up, he was now aware.
You, as he's getting up, you, like, grab the back of his fucking shirt. You just place your rapier delicately on, like the back
nape?
Of his... Yeah, the nape of his neck. And you just push... slowly downwards.
It's got graphic really quickly.
Yeah. There's not a lot of blood on your end, but like he goes limp in your arms.
Nice. Hey, just one last go. Good.
And Criff, it's your turn.
Oh, that's right. I'm about.
You can just keep... you fucking moron. You can just keep like sleeping in your little nook if you want, or you can participate.
All right, look, I'll open the door from where I am.
Yeah.
What's about? Like nearby.
One of the beds is right next to you with one of the chests. The bed is uninhabited though.
Okay. Is there like anything small enough to throw?
Well, the chest is closed, so you can't really tell.
Okay.
A pillow? Yeah, a pillow.
I'd like to use one of my spells, which is launch item, which is pretty self-explanatory, on the pillow at the final orc.
Yep.
You use magic to participate in the world's most metal pillow fight.
Yes. Hey, he might get distracted.
As he rises, the pillow sucks him in the fucking face.
Yes.
It does it with enough force to cause damage, though.
Oh my god, that's the best.
He falls over unconscious. He's not dead, but you knocked him unconscious.
I just like stroll in and I'm like, now imagine if that had been swords.
I can't believe that worked.
I'm just.
You want to just kill him, guys? Or do I have to do everything?
No rolls. You just kill him. I'm a little upset right now.
I guess. Yeah, we'll just. All three of us can stab him in the throat.
Jointly.
As a, like, you know, a bonding exercise.
You cut him up into different types of meat.
All right.
Yeah.
Gross.
Sick.
So you're in the barracks now. The map shows that there's two doors here, and you see two doors here. Mm. One goes to the throne room, and the other one goes into the main entryway.
Mm.
The main entryway has nothing for you, possibly more enemies, if anything else.
Can I just have a quickly, just a sneaky look in the main entry to see if there is any villains. Well, we're the villains. Any guards?
You very carefully, very quietly open the door. And as soon as the door is open, just even a slight amount, you just hear and shuffling feet. And you see through the crack undead guards just doing a slow patrol in the area.
How many?
There's maybe 6 of them.
All right, close that door.
Best not.
Best not. Best not. Best not.
All right.
Guys, 6 undead guards.
Don't worry about that.
Throne room?
Throne room's going to have the treasure.
Oh, I think it is.
If I was a king, that's where I'd keep my treasure.
And myself. Oh, check for traps.
You find no traps on this door.
All right, have a sneaky look in.
Have a sneak look in.
I assume, once again, Leo's doing this, right?
Yeah. Not me. I'd be like, what's in there?
Okay. So, as you open the door, you just fucking curse yourself. It just...
Oh, no. Damn balls.
There was a bunch of goblin guards in the throne room. They were lax and just lazing about at their posts. But when they hear that, they turn around and one of them spots you.
Can I throw a dagger at his face?
Fuck yes, you can.
Oh, yes. Samet, fucking...
Crit?
Critical hit.
Tongue piercing.
Ew.
Do you want to explain what a critical hit is
okay.
for our listeners?
So,
and me.
And us, yeah.
So attacks work like this. You roll to hit someone, and if you're successful, you roll damage. Once in a blue moon, when you're rolling to hit someone, if you do exceptionally well, not only do you hit them, but you do a critical hit, dealing extra damage. I've got a special set of cards here that tell me what happens when you get a critical hit.
All right.
The title for this one is Tongue Piercing. So you pin with your dagger his tongue to the bottom of his fucking mouth.
Oh my God.
This got so graphic so quickly.
Yeah.
Good.
The fucking goblin. He's the only one who saw you as well. He's like the other goblins see that he's got like the fucking thing, and they're like, oh, no. And he's just hopping on the spot, and he's trying to say what he wants to say, but his tongue is pierced to the bottom of his mouth.
Good.
And he just points in your direction.
Oh. Damn. Because I was going to say, can I like signal to
aim? I'll give you guys still surprise so you guys can all, well, except you because you already threw a fucking dagger.
Oh, okay.
Jax, Criff, you can do something if you want.
You saw
Leo just throw a dagger through the thing and you can hear a commotion. Oh, you can hear goblins. You speak goblin as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can hear them saying, what is it? What is it? What is it?
Yes. I'd like to close the door and then cast silent. Wait, no, damn, never mind. I'll close the door, but I'll use silent portal on it, which is another spell that makes it quiet. They'll never know.
Okay.
Everyone hide.
And Ainsley.
I'm just going to shake my head.
Fair enough.
Things have gone awry.
No, I reckon
Adam, I'd like to hop in one of the beds and hide, please.
Yeah, the top bunks.
Bunks.
Are they not
Orcs
in bunks?
Always sleep
Orcs
in bunks.
Sleep in bunk beds.
I've pictured them in bunk
They're
beds.
Single beds.
Can we make it into a bunk bed and then sleep on the top bunk?
Okay, so you guys are going to make a bunk bed. You guys are going to have to slow down so you can fight the goblins. You can make bunk beds or you can hide in the beds.
Hide in the beds and then we're hidden and we can attack them from the beds.
Jackson, you're first. You try to hide in a bunk bed. Yes. God damn it.
You can hide in the bed.
I guess I'll do all the work.
I'll just hide next to the door.
You hide next to the door?
Yeah.
And what are you doing, Ainsley?
I think I'm gonna...
You get like a turn to prepare yourself. Because they're coming.
Make
God, they are coming.
Bunk bed.
Okay, Ainsley. Oh my fucking God. You are half of the way to making a bunk bed. You have lifted. You can't properly lift it. It's too heavy. But you pick up one of them and drag it. and you've got, like, you know, the posters? You've got, like, two posters aligned. Two posts aligned.
Oh, my. Oh, boy.
The door opens, and the goblin who you skewered through the tongue steps into the room. You get a free attack on him.
Oh, so straight in the back with the dagger.
Oh, God. So, like, what happens is the door opens and you try to stab at him, but the door smacks you in the fucking face.
Oh, God.
And
no.
You stumble instead.
Oh,
oh boy. Oh.
The goblins step into the room. One of them... Oh, wait. Oh, no, they see you as well. That's right.
You're
oh,
not
really?
Even hiding.
You're building a bunk bed, Ainsley.
So, three...
We had these in the palace. They'll love them.
You did not have bunk beds in the palace. You had four poster beds in the
bunk
palace.
Bunk beds.
Maybe that's why I'm not allowed back, because I kept turning him into
a poster bed. There is like a long bunk list beds. Of reasons you are not allowed back. Leo, three goblins attack you.
Oh, no.
We fucked you over
so much.
Two goblins hit you with little spears. They jab into your
little
chest.
Piece of shit.
You take a total of one point from one of them. It's just like a light graze, and then three from the other. So four points total.
What a fucking...
How dare they defend themselves?
I got a two. Rude.
And Ainsley, two of them attack you. They're throwing javelins.
How many are there?
There's five total.
Oh, no.
Sorry. One of them attacked you and critically fumbled. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay. Oh, boy.
They throw javelins at you, Ainsley. One of them, like, misses and just strikes the bed next to you, but the other one hits you in the back. You feel this searing pain.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Ainsley.
Oh, boy.
Ainsley, you take 4 points of damage as well.
I don't want to.
It's a well-placed shot.
She's a princess.
I know. Who would do that?
Ainsley, I want you to know that you are also the party tank with the most hit points.
This is going to go well, guys.
Okay, so, Leo, one of the goblins who attacked you critically fumbled, which is obviously the opposite of a critical success. Mm-hmm. I've got a deck of cards for that as well. Catastrophic failure.
Oh, boy.
Okay, he, like, so the door smacks off you, rebounds into this goblin, and he just falls head over heels unconscious.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, that puts it at Ali's turn. Ainsley.
I think I might shoot them.
Yeah? Yeah, you think you might?
Maybe
yeah.
Maybe it's a time maybe, to open your dreams of a bunk bed.
Maybe just stop building that bunk bed. Maybe help out a little.
Because when in ever has a bunk bed helped combat?
It could have been once this time.
She could have been a real good distracting bunk bed.
I know.
Whip around with your longbow,
yep.
Draw an arrow.
Yes.
And for one heart-stopping second, the drawstring makes this creaking sound like it's going to snap.
No, it's not because I'm super strong.
It's because you're strong that it's going to snap.
Oh, boy.
You, like, just let go of the arrow immediately rather than snapping the drawstring, but because of that, you miss. The arrow goes wild.
Oh.
And we are back to, Griff.
Griff, I'd like to just, like, sneakily from the bed, take my light crossbow out and shoot the guy.
You can try to do that.
Also, can I get Jigalump to attack a dude?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be like, Jigalump, who I have killed over my chest. Jigalump, just fuck up some guns.
Okay, so you're, like, hiding underneath one of the beds. When you take the light crossbow out, you hit the ground.
Damn.
You fire the crossbow, though. You hit one
yes!
of them.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, yeah, one of the goblins, like, takes it to the throat. Fucking Leo, this just spray of vile goblin blood just splashes you in the face.
In my mouth.
And the goblin falls over dead. And your cat,
yes,
Jigalump.
Come on, Jigalump.
Goes
for
Jigalump
the kill.
Jigalump, go for the kill.
It's like on the goblin, but the goblin doesn't notice. It's like
fucking
on the goblin's
Jigalump.
Arm, but it's like so intent on Leo that it's just not looking at the cat isn't doing it. It's a cat, Jax.
It's a very fat cat.
Maybe he notices that his like throwing arm is a little heavier because of a fat cat, but he doesn't notice much else.
Oh, damn. I got one guy.
Leo, it's your turn.
Three dudes left. Take him out.
Three dudes left. Yeah. So the guy with the
guy with the tongue pinned is the one who's still. He's got the cat on his arm.
Poor guy. I want to take out one of the guys who's attacking me.
The guy with the yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, another critical. Yeah, another critical hit.
Yes.
Sam, champion of the world. Well.
Ragged wound. So you
poor guy.
Yeah.
It's not his day.
You stab him in the chest, and when you bring your rapier out, you see it's like his wound is just spurting blood. He looks down at you. He looks down at the wound, looks up at you, and he just staggers a little bit. And his last word, why? He falls over and dies.
Oh no.
Okay. Two goblins. One of them spins around to face you guys and throws another javelin, but one of them still tries to get at you, Ainsley.
Okay.
He gets up at you with his spear and tries to stab you.
That's rude.
Get out. He hits you.
Ainsley's just getting speared.
Yeah, you get you take 2 points of damage.
That's all right. Ainsley's fucking.
Well, look, she decided to build a bunk.
Yeah, it's kind of her fault. I kind of don't have any sympathy.
You threw a pillow at someone.
I knocked a guy out with a pillow, so.
Leo, a javelin just sails over your head harmlessly.
Good.
Lucky.
This is what the issues are with being not tall. Yeah. Wait, the opposite. This is the issues of being tall, which I don't have in real life.
Yes. I'm a small little man.
True.
Okay, that puts it at Ainsley's turn.
I'm going to shoot him.
With your bow and arrow?
Yeah, but not get too excited because then I almost broke the bow last time.
You like take a step backwards because... Yeah. Using a bow and arrow when he's right up in your face is kind of a disadvantage to you.
Best idea.
Yeah, maybe.
You hit him with your bow?
Yes.
And you fell him. Nice. You just you take a step back, but it's still essentially point blank range.
Yes.
You just fire straight into his dumb little face.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He's not getting up from that.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Okay. Criff.
There's one guy left, yeah?
Yeah, one guy left. One shaking, scared little goblin.
Pillow nearby?
Pillow to the face.
No, it misses. Pillow, sails over his head. The goblin looks at you, with this strange mixture of terror and confusion. Goblins are scared of magic, but, you just made a pillow fly at him.
Woo! Spooked goblin.
I'll give you a free intimidation check for that.
Yes. Woo! Spooky magic, little goblin fella.
He looks pretty scared, actually.
Yes.
And Leo.
Good. I'll just try. Is he near me?
You can just step forward and
attack. All right, just step forward. If I can get behind him and just slit his throat from behind.
You wouldn't be able to get behind
Damn.
Him.
Yeah, you can stab. You can still sort of
you
from the
can
front.
Still try.
I want to hug you, but I love you.
I can't believe this.
What the fuck? Samak gets another crit.
Tenacious wound.
Tenacious.
Fuck these goblins.
I don't even need to roll damage for this one. You just leap forward with your rapier outstretched. You skewer him through the eye.
Oh.
And he's he doesn't die straight away, and that's the worst thing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
He's just on the end of your rapier.
I lean in and kiss him in the forehead.
Oh, gross.
So long.
You come away and you've got this, string of spittle between you two.
Ew. Because
he's, drooling blood right now.
Oh, dear.
You withdraw your rapier and he just... falls over like a sack of potatoes.
All right.
Good job, gang.
Yes.
Okay, you're clear.
Can we search the bodies and also the bodies of the orcs and just the room? Because we forgot to do that.
Okay.
I'm on 2 health. I'm a little bit parched.
We got a health potion.
Yeah, let's not waste any yet.
Yeah, let's
drink all of them at once. You mean
mix them all together?
Yes. Make a
make a super
make
cocktail.
A stew?
Yes.
Then we could put rations in it.
Oh, that sounds good ass.
It's like a protein bar.
Yes.
Between the orcs and the goblins, you like just loot coin purses. You find maybe 120 gold pieces.
Oh, super.
Oh, my God. We are so rich.
How do we divide that?
This is also going like through the chests at the end of the beds.
Just want to have, like, someone just to keep tally, just of like just a mutual party fund.
120, was it?
Yeah.
120.
Who's the best at math between me and you, Ali? I'm just excluding Jack because...
125 GP, 9 SP.
No, only one person can write this gold.
That's so sick.
Because that's how item duplication errors occur.
So who's the best at math?
Ali?
Is I do economics.
Yep, Ali, good at math. Ali is now our treasurer.
And 32 gold.
What I like is you kidnapped Ainsley, and now she's in charge of your money.
Yep.
She's one of the team, man.
She's out of the group.
We
she's
bathed
part
together.
Of the gang. They don't want her back. They don't want me anywhere. They're trying to kill him.
We're all just looking for a place to belong at.
I know. Oh.
Adam has his head in his hands.
So I have 9 gold to add to that pile.
Yeah, I've got 5 gold to add to that pile. No, I'm going to keep
gold
that 5 gold.
Yeah, any gold you guys start with, you can just hold on to. You don't need it all. Like, any gold you get off, like, enemies, you can pull.
No, I'm just pulling everything.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my 9 gold, and I'm keeping that 6 copper.
I trust Ainsley.
I don't trust anyone. While you're
searching, you go into the throne room, and there's all these like elaborately carved columns in the throne room. The columns are like statues as well, and they depict a fight between a man and a dragon. In the early ones, it's like the dragon is bearing down on him, and he's just keeping it off with his shield. But as it goes on, he pushes the dragon back. Mm-hmm. And in the final one, he skewers the dragon with his sword.
Awesome. You know what's going to happen after he kills that dragon? He's going to make an awesome leather jacket out of that.
Yes. And he's going to go sell a map to some adventurers.
Sell it for 7 copper.
No, he sold 6. That jacket to you for 2 golds.
We sold it for 6 copper. We're at a loss, guys.
Somehow that jacket was like just enchanted so that you wanted it.
God, we wanted that jacket.
So bad. All right. There's nothing in the throne room?
The throne itself is just made of stone. Nothing like... Well, it's well worked, but it's part of the part of the floor, so you wouldn't be able to remove it.
I have a sit.
Okay.
Yes. I have a sit and I'm like, guys, this is what it'd be like if I was king.
Oh my God, you look the best.
Everybody bow to me. Let's just pretend.
My dad had one of those.
Griff okay. Pum Griff. You, Lord of the Realm.
Oh, look, why is it my turn?
Spent...
Yes. Let's play pretend whilst playing pretend.
Pretendception.
No recursion, please. Okay. While you guys are sitting around pretending like Jackson is king, you hear some
Jackson.
Grunting.
Who's this Jackson?
Griff pum pum griff. Griff pum 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 griff.
Griff. You hear some like deep voices off the side where the map says the officer's quarters is.
Oh no.
Jackson, you know Orcish, so you hear
sure do.
They haven't reported in for a while. I'm sure everything's fine.
Guys, we're good.
Continue playing.
My turn.
The door to the guys, you fucking a-holes. The door to the officer's quarters opens, and 2 fucking giant-looking orc-like creatures step out.
Oh, no.
None of you fuckers have ever seen something like this before. It looks like an orc on steroids.
Mm. Important question. Who's currently on the throne?
Yeah.
Because
they will see them.
I'm going to say you are. You are Leo.
Damn.
Okay. Nah, tell me the leader.
Do you want to quickly bruff them before I roll for initiative?
I'm like, hello, my loyal subjects.
Yeah, they're
I'm going to drink a health potion.
Three good ideas.
Oh, we'll all have cheers to your good health and we'll all drink health potions.
Yes, I've not lost any health.
Oh, well, for you then. Just I'll drink to your health, Leo.
Thanks.
We're going to drink health potions while the orcs look at us.
So, Leo, you get to act first.
What do you want to do? They draw weapons.
Oh, have I? I haven't drunk my health potion yet.
You want to do that? Yeah.
Yeah, we're drinking to his good health as new.
Yeah, we're still having this little role play as me king. You know, this is nice.
Okay, you drink the health potion and your sores re-knit themselves. You feel good as new.
Oh, sick.
So, do we get all our hit points back?
Well, Leo does. Ainsley, you, like, most of your wounds re-knit themselves and, like, you feel your blood returning somehow.
Oh, good. But sick. Having a spear
you still have some pretty bad, like, bruising and some damage still to your, like, back. That was a pretty bad wound.
So how many does she gain?
You regain all of your hit points.
Yes.
Ainsley regains 4 of her 6 lost hit points. So you're on 2 hit points now. Sorry, you're on 7.
What's 7?
Neat.
This is good. Why I do the math and you don't.
I don't think I've ever had a player get shitty at me for maths. Usually it's the other way around. It doesn't feel great. I think I'm going to kill you now. And probably your
angered
character.
Our god.
Brain aneurysm.
Aneurysm. Aneurysm. Heart attack.
Oh, no.
Okay. So anyway, Leo, it's your turn. You're first. You're still sitting on the throne. You want to get up and do something about these guys?
I was going to say, can I, like, disappear into, like, some sort of puff of smoke? But I don't think I can do that, can I?
Yeah, Jackson,
you might. Some of you
like
have the item
spell.
Smoke stick. Anyone who has the item smoke stick, that's essentially what that's for.
I do. I have the item smoke stick.
I do not.
You
grappling
can probably
hook. All right.
Grapple them.
Grapple hook one of them in the face.
Oh, my God.
Samet, you got this.
Eh? What is it?
A critical hit!
Yay!
I don't fucking believe it!
I am just magic.
What the actual fuck?
What does my magic hand do?
You fucking hell. You throw the grappling hook. It's not attached to your rope, by the way. And the lead orc, it clocks him in the chest. He doubles over and you hear the air leave his lungs. And he just starts... He just starts wheezing on the spot. The other orc pushes past him and charges you, Leo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well done. Well done. Grappling hook to the chest.
Good work.
Solid move.
He's got this big fuck off like mace thing,
mm-hmm.
and he just clocks you on the head with it.
Well,
hey,
I went out like a champ.
You did.
You had a good time.
And how dead am I?
You take. You've got the 4 points of damage back.
All right, back to 2. Lucky.
How good.
I drank that health potion.
Yes.
You done.
He hits you on the head, and Ainsley and Criff, you both see just like blood squish out of Leo's ears, nose, eyes, and mouth. It's just like just a blood comet right now.
That's
so fun. Having a brigand ship. Oh, boy.
I went from like cocky to brain dead.
Like,
you flew too close to the sun. That's what's happening.
Damn it, Icarus.
So let's just leave all that there. And the listeners can join us next time when we continue... D&D is for nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Play the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.